Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, we are closing in on the end of Haunted House season, which one member of the show didn't even know was coming to a close.
Mitch. He didn't know.
Mitch
Every day is a haunted house for Mitch.
Mitch apparently thought
he's coming here with you guys.
We were going to continue. He's like, we can do the haunted house one next week, right?
No, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving next week. next weekend, I'm taking all the Halloween decorations down and putting all the Christmas ones up.
Yeah, it comes to an end. They don't leave them open. Maybe they should, though. Why don't we try to extend Halloween?
Nah.
If everybody's so down on Thanksgiving.
No.
What's the problem here?
Halloween ends on after October 31st, November 1. That's it.
So is anybody making sure to get the kids there this weekend?
Well, I thought about that because I didn't know they still had the Akron Schoolhouse and the laboratory. And you can go to both. I had no idea. I was like, man, I ain't been there since I was in high school, man. I'll tell that story someday. Not today, though. And I thought, I was like, man, when can I take the boys? And I thought, well, Axel's 9. Can I take him and his buddies? I went, ugh. How old's old enough that I can take him to a haunted house?
It depends what the... My daughter, who's about to be 18, went to one. She told me the price she paid for it, which was outrageous.
How much?
First off, 40 bucks.
Oh, yeah. I heard that's a standard now.
But then... It's a very popular one in the area. She said it got her a couple times. We have taken the kids as young as, I want to say Toby was 8 or 9, to a haunted trail, which they have a family-friendly one, and then this one's out at Carlisle. And then they do, like, after a certain time, they make it a more scary thing. The good thing there is you're on the trail, and then you can go into... little haunted areas, right?
Ooh.
And
designated hauntings.
Yes, we would send the older ones in first, and then my older boy would come out and go, yeah, it might be a little too much for him. So we could skip that. This, if you're going to, like, the haunted schoolhouse, I think once you're in there, buddy, you're in there.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, that's right. Where are you going to go?
If it's
too much
for you.
That's it. So, because, like, we have a house down the street that they do everything up for Halloween. No. I mean, I don't know what's going on in that house. I haven't been in the neighborhood that long. But there's
Amityville?
A house. The whole family does, like, it's... I should take pictures of it and show you, Tone. Like, the whole family, they dress up as characters. It's a big
thing.
We
have one of those, too,
right
around the corner. Yeah.
And so, like, and their whole front yard is like a cemetery. It is really cool. And the family takes it seriously. They do not break character. They will not,
and
like...
so can anybody in the neighborhood just walk in?
Anybody? Well, that's how they give out the candy. So on trick-or-treat, coming up on Saturday,
that's pretty cool.
That's how they give it out. So you got to go up there. And my two youngest, no. They will stand on the other side of the street, and that's it. And Axel wouldn't go up there for a couple years. And now over the last couple of years, him and his buddies have been going up there. And that's when I thought, I go, well, can I take him to a haunted house at some point here? But he's still 9 years old. And again, once you're in, that's it. You're in. I was thinking also haunted hayride, because I love haunted hayrides. I went on my first haunted hayride when I was like 7 at Bear Creek with like a family gathering. Yeah. It was awesome.
I do think those are a little more tame. You get a little reprieve from
some guy
the haunting.
Ran up to it with a chainsaw.
Of course they do. Is it even a haunted hayride?
You
got to
have
a
chainsaw.
You have to have a chain. You have to have Leatherface there. Yeah. It was awesome. How old? So do I wait another year? I ain't waiting two more years. It's either this year or next year.
I think you can go. I'm so many years removed from even being able to. I couldn't even take her, Isabella, to the spirit store. That was a disaster, and it literally caused her to miss sleep, to lose sleep over the next 2 weeks.
Good.
And my wife was furious.
That's some of the childhood trauma her father had.
So, in this case, I think they're ready. I think the boys are ready to go.
What about the other buddies? Am I responsible for their night terrors if I take his buddies up the street and next door and everything?
I think you've got to give the speech before you go in.
What's
right?
The speech?
I think you got to let them know, like, we're here to have fun.
It's a haunted house.
We're here to have fun. This is going to be fun. Stay close to my boys. They're going to help usher you through here if
you
need it.
You don't go into a haunted house and take away the haunted part of the house.
Yeah,
I'm going
true.
In going, guys, we are going in here. This is crazy. I have no idea what we're going
to
see.
Oh, so you want them to run out screaming
Hell
and yelling.
Hell yeah, that's
scared.
What I want. That's if it's going to cost me $40 a head.
I can't believe that's how much it is. I mean,
is there a discount price for children?
I don't think so.
Is there a discount price for seniors?
That's
more.
Is that what Cedar Point costs? I mean, that is a lot of money.
No, costs way more than that.
If you're paying $40 a head, think about that. I'm not telling them. That's the whole point of them going is for them to be scared. I'm telling them we are going to a certifiable haunted house. That's what I'm telling.
Yeah, you don't go, okay, guys, here's what's happening. Yeah.
That ain't
and
just.
I want to be careful. Well, what you I say thought, at this time. Right
I thought
now.
That depended on the age. Like the older they get, then they're kind of in on. Yeah, we want to be scared. That's the point.
Well,
of
that this. When you get old, when you get to high school age, then you take a date, yeah. And then they hold on well, close to you, is, and then that's how
there
goes.
There's a couple, especially young men. There is a proving ground time, right, where you're with your buddies and you go, "I'm a little tougher than you are.
King
I'm a little
hard
braver
ass.
Than." But I don't know if 9 years old is that age. Now the difference is these boys that could potentially go with you, are they on your football team too?
Yes.
So you are Coach Carmen to them. You're not just Axel's dad.
I'm Ken the drunk in the driveway.
That's true.
Yeah.
They can
the
go
neighborhood
in,
kids.
They can go in wearing their football uniforms.
They could.
And that's how you'll be able to spot them. Yeah. Bring a spotter with you.
There you go.
Call them out.
Some might be. I don't know. I just want to eventually have fun because I am doing a little bit of the cats in the cradle every now and then where I'm like, oh, my God, he's 9 years old. Where did the time go?
Sneak up on you.
I know, man. Hey, by the way, Chris Vlahakis, he's on his way out. He's going to the Reds. Do we fear with Carl Willis? Now, I've heard that it's either he's going to retire here or he's going to come back another year.
Yeah, you'd be mad at Tito if he took him,
but
right, wouldn't you?
The Bill Callahan thing is all of a sudden playing out with the Guardians here where Chris Vlahakis is gone and now there's a possibility, like until Carl Willis makes his decision, I can't say what's done is done. And if you lost Carl Willis, I mean, I have to give the bullpen. I mean, it's not just the starting rotation that he works with. The bullpen he works with,
the
too.
The Chris Vlahakis thing, though, is like he was the same. They were a totally different hitting team this year, and he was the same hitting coach last year and this year, right? Like,
but from what I was hearing on the broadcasts, that had a lot to do with Tito. In his philosophy,
right.
That Chris Vlahakis wanted to be more aggressive
so
at the plate.
It had nothing to do with Steven Vogt saying, hey, give me a more aggressive
well, that's what
approach
I'm saying.
At the plate.
What I'm saying is that Vlahakis might have been held back.
I think I'm okay letting him go. I know the pitching staff did not take a different approach, and I know that the pitching staff, since Carl Willis has arrived here, you know, and even the guy before him was pretty good, but
we
can't
mention him
anymore.
Yeah,
but
terrible reasons.
Carl Willis has been, and Carl Willis has been your first-year manager's, lean-on guy. So that might hurt a little bit if he leaves. Carl Willis would be a much, much, much bigger blow than Chris Vlahakis.
I totally agree. But we're doing it right with the Browns right now. It's like, man, why couldn't we hold on to Bill Callahan?
Yeah. Well, eventually, you got to have your own guys.
It's not who you That's lose. True. It's who you replace them with. And if you can't find good replacements, you're going to be in trouble. And if you lose, Carl Willis has got to be, he's easily in his 60s, correct?
Yeah.
He looks like it. So every year could be his last year. Okay, well, who do you replace him with? Because you have a young manager who people are excited about.
He's 63.
Okay, so he could walk away from the game at any time, Carl Willis could. So these are things that we have to pay attention to. Now that apparently since Tito's down in Cincinnati and wants to poach everybody we have now.
It's war, Tito.
I'm sorry?
It's war with Tito now.
Oh.
Don't plan on just coming up here and taking the Ohio Cup and all our coaches. It's not happening.
That'd be fun.